Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy you are here. Happy Monday. I hope I sound a lot better than I did last time because I actually do feel better. I did end up having the root canal, and let me tell you, that almost did not happen. I mean, that day was an emotional roller coaster. So I will be sharing all about that during my first spontaneous live event this week. I have no idea when or what day this week I will be hosting or having this live Zoom event, but it is coming this week. So I hope that you are on my mailing list because that is how I will be getting the word out with the link. And I might post something on my Facebook. So just be on the lookout because I have a lot to share, and it does have to do with healing, listening to our bodies, right? Just all of that is so important. Do you know our bodies are super smart? Super smart. I mean, I'll just speak for myself. My body is way smarter than me. And like what I mean by that is your body, my body, your body, everyone's body, it knows exactly what to do to heal. And sometimes it needs like your help. It needs to get your, because it's like, can you please get me to someone who can help me heal? And then silly me sometimes steps in, or egoic me, ego steps in and says, oh, you'll be fine. Just wait a minute. Or I got better, more important things to do. So just chill out and here, take a Tylenol and be happy or get happy really fast because I got stuff to do. That's not very smart. Okay. And then the body, this is how, so I, the ego part of me obviously is not smart, but then the body part gets even smarter. It's like, okay, so I'm going to start to scream a little louder. I'm going to give you a little bit more pain until you decide that you're going to pay attention. Because if you don't, this is going to be incredibly detrimental to your real being so that you cannot even continue to do these things that you feel are so much more important than me right now, right? So anyways, I will be looking forward to sharing more about that during my Facebook Live. And I'll also be talking about my new Motivation to Write Plus program that will be launching this month. Also, lots of things happening this month. I'm kind of excited. I feel like I am stepping into my role as a healer and just helping other women, specifically women, like teaching women how to heal themselves. Yes, you can actually help in the healing process of your own body. Like you can literally just using your hands alleviate physical pain. Just learning how to clear the energy that's contaminating the particular part of your body that is in pain, you can alleviate the pain. I'm not even joking, just by using your hands. So I want to teach women how to heal themselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually, because when you can heal yourself in those three areas, because they all connect and work together, then you just have so much more energy. It frees up energy for you to pursue the things that you want to pursue and to be a lot more successful in your life and to earn more money in your life and to have more meaningful friendships and all the good stuff that you long for, you can have, but you gotta have the energy to do it, right? So anyways, I can just go on and on and on about this. Just be on the lookout for my live Zoom event this week. Ah, I'm so nervous. I haven't done a live event in a couple of years. So anyways, this week's inspiration is inspired by my guest on Motivation to Write this weekend. Her name is Katie Chanaka. She's an actress and a musician and a poet and author and lots of things. And the girl can talk, let me tell you. And she has a lot to say because she's very knowledgeable about not only the entertainment industry and her craft, but she's very knowledgeable about mindfulness and spirituality and healing. And so it was a fun conversation. And one of the things that she brought up was the famous Woody Allen quote that 90% of life is just showing up. And that's really powerful. I mean, no matter what you think about Woody Allen, that particular quote is super important because think of how many times you know intuitively that going to this particular event is going to be a good idea because there's going to be an opportunity waiting, or applying for this particular job. Yeah, that's going to be a great opportunity. You should try that. Or, meeting up with this particular person, having this conversation with a particular person, this can be something wonderful. This can grow into something wonderful. But we don't do it. We don't show up for the event. We don't apply for the job. We don't show up for the conversation. And why? Again, it's that fear. Fear is an energy. Fear is an energy. And it's a powerful, it's the most, I believe it's the, well, between fear and love, right? Those are the two big powers. Love obviously is the biggest, most powerful, but then fear is pretty powerful too. And it's used a lot by people who want to manipulate and control other people. It's used a lot by corporations who want to sell their stuff and scare you into purchasing their stuff. Because if you don't buy our product, then you're not going to be cool. If you don't buy our product, then you're not going to get well. You're always going to be in pain or you're going to die. Okay. So fear is super, super powerful. And because we are so bogged down in this energy of fear, we just don't have the clarity. We don't have the courage or the confidence to just show up for an event, to just step into the door. And do you know how detrimental that can be to not only your career, but just your well-being, because your overall well-being? Because if you're not showing up and you're not allowing opportunities to come to you, and you're staying in a position or in a circumstance or situation that is literally draining the life out of you, you can shorten your lifespan rather quickly, because then you can fall into a depression. You can become physically ill. I mean, you can just dwindle into dust. You can dwindle into dust because you're not showing up. Just show up. And so this week's inspiration, show up and show out, means that if you can take the first step and get a little uncomfortable and show up at the event or apply for the job or have the conversation, when you start to do that, you do it the first time, it's super scary, but guess what? You got through it and now you have a little bit more confidence to do it second time, and then you do it again. And so then you're not just showing up by the second or third, fourth time, you're beginning to show up and show out. The show out means that now your confidence is showing out. And when your confidence shows out, then you begin to take back your power, and people begin to respect you. People begin to take you seriously. People begin to listen to you. People begin to notice you. People begin to present you with opportunities because they see that you're serious. They see that you're confident. They see that you're capable. So you see how important it is to just take that first step, and just listen. I have so many stories where I can remember when I first started, I was looking for a teaching position And I don't even know why I just didn't ask my mom, because my mom is a teacher. I don't know why I didn't ask her, like, what did you do to become a teacher? I just graduated from college, had a degree. I was actually started grad school, but after that year in grad school, I was like, I want a real job, like right now, because I want to move out the house. I just want to be independent, be on my own. So I started looking for teaching positions, and I didn't know the first thing. So you know what I did? Literally, I grabbed the Yellow Pages. Okay, this was like back in early 2000s. I grabbed the Yellow Pages and I just was looking through, looking for schools. And I would just call the school and ask them if they were hiring and could I get an interview. I didn't take any teaching tests. I don't even think I knew about like the CBEST. I think that's what the California some basic something skills test. I certainly didn't take I can't remember these tests are, but there are a whole bunch of tests you got to take in California. I didn't have a teaching credential. I never took a teaching class, no experience whatsoever. All I had was a bachelor's degree in music with a minor in English. Okay. And so I'm calling, and I actually got a few interviews that way. And then, but then when I got to the school and they asked me about, okay, have you taken the CBEST? Oh, no, I haven't taken this. Have you taken this other? No, I haven't taken that. Oh, well, okay, so why don't you take those tests and then get back with us, right? So I took the tests and got back with them. And eventually, I mean, I got hired. I mean, that's another story within and of itself, because, I mean, there are some other miraculous things that happen along the way. But I mean, but do you see what I'm saying? I showed up. I didn't say, oh my gosh, I don't have any experience. I'm really super young and I don't know. I don't think I'm going to try. Heck no. Okay. I was motivated. I wanted to be independent. I wanted to be on my own place. I wanted my own money. So I just showed up. And that's the power of showing up, because you never know what's going to happen. People are so impressed when you do that. People are like super impressed when you just show up and have no idea what the heck is going on. They're just, because they look at you like, wow, she's ballsy. She's pretty courageous and she's pretty confident to just kind of show up here and not know what the heck is what. Like, just, hey, I'm here. Give me an opportunity. So look at me. I'm so over time. But thank you so much for tuning in. And so how do you want to show up this week? Think about that. I hope you show up and show out this week for sure. In the meantime, you can follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Ebony Haywood, and I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Motivation to Write. And to be perfectly honest, I am not very good at keeping up with social media or posting on social media. So if you ever want to like say hello, you can try DMing me. I might get back to you in a while, but the best way is to probably reach me through my website and email me. Speaking of my website, you can follow, or not follow, but you can sign up for my newsletter at zazo.com. And yeah, I hope to see you this week at my first live event. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.